We would like to speak to you about the power of distinction. And by distinction, we mean the ability to know the difference between an upset that is telling you to take action and an upset that simply needs to be allowed to move through. Two very different things, and two very important things. So what we are saying here is that there's much in your world that is chaotic now, and there's much that you have to deal with, which is full of fear and chaos, and there's going to be an emotional response to it. But it does not mean that you always need to do something about it. When you are looking at a world that is not balanced anymore, you do not want to take on yourself the idea that you are supposed to do something about all of that, because you cannot. Because you cannot. So what we want to look at here is that that kind of thing needs you to breathe, to relax your body, and to release the world, and with it, to release the chaos that is going on in the world. We know that that is not always easy, because so much of it is around you, and you are seeing people's reaction to the chaos, and it is unpleasant. But that is one category, and that requires release. It does mean that you need to take good care of your body. It means that you need to be kind to yourself. It means that you need to do the right things for your body and for your mind. And certainly it is a wonderful time for good distraction. That would be anything in nature. That would be anything that eases the body, that makes the body feel that it is secure, and that you are secure with it, and that it is connected to the universe. It is a good time for the things that soothe the body. Now, on the other hand, there are some things which speak to you about making a change, and that is a completely different energy, and it is a different voice, and it is speaking to you in such a way that a response is required. And when we say that, we do not mean a response where everything in life must be thrown up and or thrown away, but it does mean that you are being directed to perhaps open some places that you had not opened. Now, we are going to talk about this in two different ways. One of the ways is personal. There are always things in your personal life that you can do to expand your joy, to expand your creativity, to help you to see the world around you in a brighter, better way, even while the chaos is going on. And those are wonderful things. And those are the things that make you do art, that make you do writing, that make you do reading, that things that take you to another place. And so those things, when you are feeling discontented or when you are feeling irritated, those are wonderful things to do, things for you to do. Now, that is the place where, in your personal life, you have probably more power than you believe you have. And there are probably more opportunities than you have noticed before. Now, we're going to put the private life here, and we are going to speak about the work life, which is a complex set of things. And once again, it is not that we throw up everything we know about work and charge out, but it does mean that we want to be willing to say, if this is not a thing I want to do forever, and of course none of us are doing a thing that we want to do forever, then what can I look at? Not with the idea of boating or running, but what can I look at that expands my horizons? And that could be a small thing. It could be a book you read. It could be a course you take. It could be something you prepare for that will allow you to move up. It could be something that rebalances your work with your expressive life. All of these things are possibilities. So what we want you to think about is that we want you to open to the things that you can do, but we want you to release the things that are not for you to do. And making that distinction, this is where you can see the power of being centered, in touch with the universe, and keeping your eyes open, but not in a fearful way, simply in a way that knows that whatever you are doing, you are more than what you are doing. And when you are looking for a better expression of that for yourself, as hopefully you will be doing all through your life, then really you only need to open your eyes. You need to open your eyes and to say to the universe, whatever I need to see next, I am willing to see. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain fall and wash away the world and all of its negativity that might have caught in the field around you. Feel the rain. Release the energy that you no longer wish to hold. Become aware of a golden orb of light above your head and see that light becoming liquid and entering your open crown, making the crown wide and able to receive more than it has ever received before. Breathe and feel the universe pouring its energy into your body. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye. and feel the third eye open and make you wise and intuitive and able to see inside of you and outside of you in the world. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And let that golden light displace any communication that may have doubt or shame or judgment in it, so that it leaves your body and makes a space for you to speak truly and expansively with love and respect for all that you are. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the heart center. And feel the golden light spread across your heart and heal your heart so that it is able to rise up again as it was when you first came here, when you first came to Earth, with your heart intact. And let that golden light go to every aspect of your heart and awaken it. And speak to it and allow it to grow and create. And feel that energy in your body. And feel your heart coming alive again. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the golden light enter your solar plexus. And displace any emotions that would hold you back. Any emotions that would make you smaller than you really are. Feel those all pulled out of your body and feel them moving away from your field. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel that golden light displace judgment, shame, the past, all limiting beliefs that might have caught in your body. And feel that center strong and able to flow like a waterfall to cleanse anything that might come into your life that simply needs to be released. Separated. Feel how strong the second center has become. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel your root become strong. Feel your root matching your heart, able to create, able to expand, able to draw to yourself from the world all that you need to create mightily in the world. And breathe that energy into your own body. And feel that energy expand past your body to make a field of attraction, a field that draws to you all that is best and finest, most abundant, most loving, most true for you. Move your attention into your heart center and see your heart like a beautiful garden with all of the wonderful things that are you, growing, blossoming. Feel the water running. See how verdant, how green, how powerful your heart is. And on an altar in your heart, see that a gift has been left for you. Rest your mind. Know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.